Hello.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin Jackson speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I have a question about my shipment. I want to know, when is it? Am I gonna receive it?
Okay. And what's do you have your customer account number?
Yes, I do. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Where is it? Oh. 281-454-30001.
Okay, you said 281-453-0001.
No, it's 281-454-30001.
Okay, just a second.
Oh, wait, I think I might have gave you the shipment number. Let's start over, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. There's two different numbers on this paper. You said my customer number?
Let me just pull it up by your phone number.
Okay, well, I mean, I do have the customer number. It's right here.
Okay. What is it, sir?
All right, 281-454-30001.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
Steven Stratton.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address along with your email address?
122 North Racine Avenue, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53186, and StrattonSteven@yahoo.com.
Okay, and this is about your DeLorean buildup?
Yes.
Okay, and... Okay, and your next shipment is scheduled to be authorized to ship out this coming, well, tomorrow. It'll be authorized to be shipped out tomorrow.
Oh, so I'll get the email tonight then, letting me know when it, with the, like the email confirmation saying when the shipment, I should get that tonight?
No, what'll happen is it'll get authorized and sent over to the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
To be processed, to be shipped out. Once they process it and ship it out, you'll receive an email with the tracking information. Then letting you know when to expect the shipment. But
so
it's authorized to go over to the warehouse to
okay,
tomorrow.
Okay, so that means they got the payment then, and they already did all that then, and now it's just waiting on shipment confirmation.
Yeah, what happened is that they'll authorize it tomorrow.
Okay.
They'll send it over to the warehouse. They'll process it.
And that's when I'll get the email?
Once they process it, and they'll charge the credit card, and then they'll send it out, and they'll send the email out also.
Well, I already got charged for this shipment coming up, though. I got charged, like, last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Not on this shipment. I see here that a shipment for January was authorized on the 25th.
Was that shipment
on the 25th of January?
281-454-30001019.
Okay, there was a shipment that was shipped out on the 2nd of February, and that was.
Yeah, that's the one I got. Yeah.
Did you receive that yet?
Yeah, I already got that. Yeah,
okay.
I got that.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. But now this next one, the payment hasn't even been processed yet. Is that what you're saying? Because I had a process payment come out of my my bank account for a shipment that was not this one. It was like a couple weeks ago, like the middle of the start of February, like the like probably like the second week of February. It would have been for issue 63, 64, 65, maybe 66.
No,
Next
sir.
four issues.
No, sir. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so the shipment that's going to be shipped, that will be authorized and sent over to the warehouse tomorrow, is going to be for issues 60, 63, 64, 65, and 66.
So the next four, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then is there also going to be a binder included?
Just a second.
Because I got a thing in this
Yes, there is a binder that will be included with that shipment.
Okay, so that's gonna be just automatically taken off the building, right?
It's included in the bill, yes, sir.
Okay. And so that payment hasn't even been processed yet. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Once again, the process is that it will get authorized tomorrow.
Oh, I understand. So
It'll
what
be
it does is it holds at my bank, and then when it's ready, then it releases it, right?
we don't that's correct, sir. We only ship
Oh.
out once we only charge you once we ship out. We don't charge you prior to us shipping the items out.
Oh, so what you do
So
is it
authorize
holds
it
it
initially.
in my
Yeah, hold
it,
it.
it
Yes, sir.
I understand. Okay, I was just a little confused on that,
Yes,
but I
sir.
understand now. Oh, question. I got an email saying that you guys are doing something with your warehouse. You guys are moving, and they're going to be increasing the amount of issues I get to two issues a month, like two shipments a month instead of one. Is that, can I get, can I, am I a part of that, or do I have to pay extra for that?
No, so that's everybody. That would be everybody that would be part of that because they are in the process of
And
moving the warehouse.
it's only temporarily, right? It's not a
Yes,
permanent
sir.
thing. And it's
That is
just for
correct.
this month, the month of March,
Yes,
or is it for February?
just what the email said. They should have told you just for I think it's for February,
Okay.
Mar well,
Now,
March.
is it just that you guys are getting a bigger warehouse, or what's gonna happen like?
It's a lot of issues going into why they're moving the warehouse, but I'm assuming it's going to be a larger warehouse.
Is it still gonna like you're still gonna have the same like phone service, the same number, the same, everything's gonna be the same? It's just changing the location of the warehouse, right?
Okay, I haven't got an email on the numbers. I know the Of course, the address is going to be different, so
Okay.
I
But
don't
it's
know
not
about
gonna
the
affect
phone
nothing
number.
like with my like account number, with my account, right? I'm not
It's
gonna
not
have
going
to
to
re
affect. No, it's not going to affect your account. No, sir.
Okay. So I'm not gonna have to like repay or
No,
redo my.
you're going to have to do anything, sir.
Oh,
It's not going to
okay.
affect you,
Okay.
other than that it's going to be at a different warehouse. But no, sir.
Now, what if I don't want to like to if I don't want to this month, I just want the one. Anyway, I can opt out of that
You just want
to where
one
it's one.
what?
Well, I mean, in the email, it said that it's going to increase the. I really didn't really get it, but it said it's going to increase the shipments.
Okay, just a second. Let me look at the email in just a second.
All right.
Hold for just a second.
No problem. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still looking over this. Just a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, sir. You're going to receive two shipments in February. Now, there was a cutoff date where you can do that. Did you, of course, you did receive the email. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just didn't the cutoff date that was the 15th, wasn't it?
Okay, it doesn't tell me in the email here what I see,
Oh.
what the cutoff. I think the cutoff date is different for each customer.
Okay.
So if it's the 15th, sir, yes, you if it's the 15th, which would be tomorrow, you still have time to go to the website and opt out from receiving two shipments.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Okay.
It'll be fine. It's only gonna be just for this month, right?
It's just for this month.
Okay.
Okay.
So then instead of getting four this month, I'll get eight if I, right? Then I'll get eight issues because if it was, the next four, it would
Yes, sir,
be.
you would receive eight issues.
Okay.
Because each issue
Right.
you have four issues that you receive every 3 weeks. So yes, sir, you receive if you
Okay.
don't opt out by today, yes, sir, you'll receive another four issues.
Okay. What if there isn't enough money? Will I still get the extra four, or will they just give me my original shipment? That's what I'm wondering. Because I don't think I have the additional, like double pay. I only have just four
if of course, if it if it's if you don't have the funds in there, sir, of course it's not going to go through.
Uh-huh.
No, sir.
Oh.
So
then I won't even get the original four that I originally paid for.
I mean, for this shipment now that's going to be authorized tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's 5151.
Uh-huh.
So you would get that one if you have the funds available.
Okay.
I mean.
And when will the next one be this month then? If it would be two this month, the next one will probably be like in the middle of the month or close to the end.
Okay. Now, it should have said, it should have told you in your email that they sent out to you, sir. I don't have that information here in the email that I'm looking at.
Well, no, they didn't really tell me when my next shipment would be. They just said that, I know, you just told me there's one gets coming out tonight. So I'm wondering about the other one that'll be this month. Because usually I was at only, you know, four a month. But this is now changing to eight. So I'm just wondering, it'll probably be somewhere in the middle of the month. That's what I'm just wondering, probably.
Just a second, sir.
Okay.
Hold for just a second, sir. I'm having my supervisor look at this just a second.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Okay, then the next shipment date would be March the 9th.
Okay.
So you have, yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, so March the 9th. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And where will they be taking that money then?
It'll be on the 9th of March, sir. They'll authorize it, and they'll, as always, still authorize it.
Uh-huh.
Send it over to the warehouse.
Okay.
Process it.
Uh-huh.
Once the warehouse sends out the shipment, they'll charge you that day that it's they sent out, and they'll send you an email with the tracking.
All right, but the one that's coming now is going to be 4 issues and a binder. So that's what I'm okay, because I need a binder. I'm because my issues are starting to build up. Okay. All right, and I'll be getting that probably sometime in the next few weeks.
They'll send you an email. Once they send you the email, sir, with the email, it'll tell you exactly when to expect that shipment.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, how many more issues is there that I have to go through? Because I know there's like 100 and some issues, right?
Okay, you're at.
Well, I just got. 62.
Well, you'll be at with your next shipment at 66. So there is
quite a few still.
There's about. Just a second. Okay, to complete the DeLorean itself, sir, without any additional parts for the engine, it'll be 130.
Okay, so you mean when you say additional, you mean the Back to the Future Part 3 mods, like the railroad track and the?
Yes, sir. It'll be 28 additional issues after 30. So.
Okay.
It'll be 130 just to complete the car itself, and then if you decide that you want to continue with the additional issues, it'll be 28 additional issues for a total of 158.
Okay. All right. And if I wanted those extra for the part 3, do I do anything, pay extra, or would they just come anyway?
They would just come anyway. You would at 130 if you don't want them. You have to call us and let us know that you want to stop at 130.
Okay, so 130 is just the basic, and then after that is the other mods. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are there any more like freebies coming along with my issue? Like, and I know because I got the license plate so far. I got the display stand. When does the T-shirt come? Because I'm supposed to get a T-shirt.
Just a second.
Okay. Because I got the license plate. I got the display stand. I think there's a T-shirt, too.
So the T-shirt is going to be in the very last shipment.
Oh, okay. So that's a wild for that still.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. So you should have. You should have had. You should have received. The Explorer, the diagram poster.
I got
the collector's guide. You did receive a free binder.
The
license plate.
I got that. That was the last.
And
the last thing was the The
display base, yes, sir.
Yeah, that was the last free thing I got.
So the last free thing that you'll receive, sir, is a t-shirt, and that'll be on the last shipment.
Okay.
Okay.
And one more thing. Are they still making those comic books? Because I got a few of those, but I think I got
just a second.
Two. Okay.
Are you talking about the graphic novels?
Yeah, the graphic novel, yeah. Because I got two, but I think there's, I don't know if they're making any more or not with the hardcover.
I think the graphic novels subscription. Just a second.
Well, I know that's not included. I think that was, I was paying extra for that, but I just want to know if they made any more.
Are you talking about in as a subscription, or are you talking about?
Well, just how many are there in general? In...
I'm not sure, sir.
Oh.
Because I think, let me see. I think they stopped that subscription. Just a second.
Because I think I got one free, and I think I paid for additional for like the next one, but I only have, you know, just two.
Do you have
them.
A subscription?
I don't think it was a subscription. I think one was like was free with the order, and then the second one I paid for. I was wondering if there was a third.
Okay,
novel.
Are you talking about any more graphic novels for this particular subscription?
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm asking.
Oh,
yeah.
I wouldn't know, sir, because I don't have a list of what the specials are.
Okay, but. Do you know if they made any more graphic novels besides the two I
Yes,
have?
Sir. I mean, not the graphic novel. You may want to look in the eShop for that, sir.
Oh, you guys don't sell them, Eagle Moss? Eagle Moss doesn't
yeah,
sell
Eagle
the
Moss,
books?
Too. Yes, sir. We do sell the graphic novels.
Oh.
They would be in the eShop.
Okay. So I had to order that by my... by myself on a different account and everything.
Okay, it's just a one-time order, so yes, sir. You can go to the eShop you can see if they have any graphic novels that pertain to the Ghostbusters. So yes, sir, we do sell the graphic novels.
No, I wanted to know if there was any more Back to the Future ones.
I'm sorry, but that's what I meant to say, Back to the Future, not Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah. I meant to say DeLorean. Yes, sir.
All right. So just I have to go on the Eagle Moss site and go to eShop and just look.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. No, that's,
okay.
That's all.
Okay.
All
right, nothing else I can help you with? We do thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss, sir. And there is a one-question survey at the end of this call. And you have a nice evening.
You too. Hello?